Hey guys, here's the deal. We're gonna have 2 days to work. And the work comes from you through conversation, through communication. The title of this is Athlete Development Strategies. Really what I wanna teach you how to do is communicate what's on your heart and in your mind to people that can control your destiny and people you love. Real simple stuff. So it's not really that complicated. Just say what you know is right, do what you know is right, and you can become a pro.
Like, Troop just brings a whole different dynamic, man. It's different from the speakers we had previously. Guys were able to open up, get to know each other's background just a little bit, and allows us to grow as a team and understand each other a lot better.
Today, I think, was probably the most groundbreaking session we had. You know, we had a lot of guys start to really, you know, open up about, you know, more personal things. And it's just, that's a really good from a team bonding standpoint and just getting to know the guys around you. And I think a big takeaway I took from it was, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, being a man, being a pro. And I think a lot of that has to do with changing. And changing comes from first admitting your failures or shortcomings, which I think a lot of guys sort of, their eyes are open to that topic today.
Well, I travel a lot around the NFL, and what I've found, my primary observation is that they have been taught the importance of communicating and talking amongst themselves. So that group counseling experience is important, and most athletes don't get a chance to voice their true intimate feelings without fear of retribution. So I like that they were freely talking, open and willing to talk about their lives.
I think today we interacted more with everybody. I got to know, you know, a little bit more about these people here I'm with that I've never met before. It's good to see where they come from in comparison to where I'm at and where I've been. You know, I think we're all here for the same reason, and that's what we're going to continue to push for.
I sincerely want to see men grow as a result of participating in athletics, and it's a tremendous platform and opportunity for men in this world, in this country, to grow, develop, and become successful contributors to society. Well, I know exactly what you're feeling right now. You're thinking about your girlfriend and all the other things on your plate, making this team. You do not want to go through another lecture, somebody trying to tell you something, right? That's boring. So I don't want to just tell you anything. But what I want you to understand is, man, my biggest credential is my sincerity. Man, I care about what happens to you. I care if you leverage this opportunity. So right now, this bridge that you get to go over called the NFL, the Cleveland Browns, man, do it right.
I mean, I think player engagement has been great so far. They've done everything they can to really help me and help all the other guys make a smooth transition. I mean, whether we have questions just on life or we have questions about finding an apartment, getting a rental car, where are good places to be out here. I mean, they've helped us with everything that we've needed so far.
Especially here with the Browns is they really take a hands-on approach, and they leave no stone unturned. You know, we have a full comprehensive program here, and, you know, every step is covered, not just when you're here and transitioning into the NFL, but also for when you're transitioning out of the NFL. They cover that stuff too, which I think is probably even more important.
You know, the history of player engagement is one of trying to grow men. And it's clear to me that's the primary objective of the player engagement staff here. Both Dr. Northcutt and Ron Brewer, I've known you guys for years, and I see the passion and the really humanistic approach to player engagement.
The relationship with the staff is amazing. You come from college, transition, you got a group of folks here that sincerely care about you, your well-being, and kind of what you do off the field. Football is not the most important thing here. They want to help you outside of football. Which is huge.
And this is a prime time. And the Browns should be applauded because the NFL and the Browns, they're entertainment properties. The goal is to make money and entertain. The Browns have decided to educate and grow men. And your hat should be taken off for the organization for doing that.